You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
Now, if the deaths of thousands and thousands of people on our roads every year doesn't convince you and everyone else that we should do something about the road carnage in this country, then maybe the financial implications of these accidents will convince you. So a statistic that came from the Southern African conference that is taking place in Pretoria yesterday is really shocking. Well, maybe actually just reinforcing the need to do something about this. Kobus Labuskagne, Chief Engineer of Traffic Engineering at the Gauteng Department of Roads and Transport, yesterday said the cost of road traffic crashes on South Africa's roads amounts to 143 billion rand. This was only in 2015. 143 billion rand. And he says that is 3.4% of GDP. 3.4% of GDP. He was presenting the cost of road crashes at the Southern African Transport Conference currently held in Pretoria. He says it is estimated that 13,591 persons died on South Africa's roads in 2015. In addition, 62,520 people were seriously injured and a further 202,509 slightly injured. A further 1.4 million persons were involved in road traffic crashes without sustaining any injuries. Our roads are just death trap. That's essentially what they are. And we have got to wake up to the reality that we could be saving this country a lot of money if we invest in measures to deal with road accidents in South Africa. Maybe let's just look at it from the financial point of view then, because we are not convinced by the lives that are lost every year on our roads. Maybe let's look at it from the front. Maybe that will make sense to some people. People will start saying, wait, actually, there's a good case for us to invest now so that we don't lose this kind of money year in and year out. I'd really like to hear your thoughts there.